This is the story that Jesus says is the eye opener for us in this story. Why are we jealous? What's gone wrong? What is our sense of being entitled? Where does that play into this? Is it easy enough to say that what we're dealing with here is two things? You know, in the old game, Let's Make a Deal. There were three doors, right? Like you could pick door number one, which had a certain prize they didn't unveil at, and door number two, you might wait for that one. And we could pick between two things pretty easily. This or that, good or bad, in or out, right or wrong, whatever your choice is. But when you put a third option out there, it starts to hang us up a little bit. And that's really what Jesus has laid out here. They thought rich, poor, good, bad, in, out, righteous, unrighteous, sinners, saints, whatever. And now all of a sudden he goes, no, there's a third option here. There's God's option. There's a third option here. You're dealing with what you think is justice. This is fair or unfair, right or wrong. And Jesus goes, oh no. There's fairness in human terms, and then there's grace, which is God's rules. We've lived our life, we teach our children, and we find ourselves, and for thousands of years, connected. We have our set of rules. This is right, this is fair, this is what I deserve, this is what I've earned, this is what matters, we're right. And God's rules say, I'm not going to play by those. That's not how the kingdom works. And Jesus has come among us to tell us that. For heaven's sakes, he's standing on a hillside teaching the Beatitudes, and he's just healed people, people who have done nothing to earn that. And Jesus goes, you, it's like Oprah, you get a car, you get a car, you get a car, you get a car. You who are poor in spirit, you're blessed. You who are kind of hanging in the shadows, to you the earth belongs. You felt it. You see it. You see this healing. You who are sick, you are restored. You who need a demon cast out, you are freed and liberated. Jesus proclaims over and over, there is no more doorkeeper for the kingdom. There's no more accessibility issues. Grace has come equally among those who deserve and don't deserve, as we would measure it. In fact, deserve and don't deserve really ought to come off the table. Rich young man, this is your problem. You love and think, not working on that. Disciples, you're missing the boat. You're going to have more than you can imagine, but don't get hung up on it's going to come in this order and there's some extra first and less than. The whole system has been turned upside down. Those who work the hardest, they don't necessarily get paid the most. Those who work the least, they don't necessarily get paid the least. Those who are first in line, they may not be in first. Those who are last and undeserved, they may be first. It's unnerved because it is grace and the gospel. So the answer to the question that the rich young man had, how do I, what do I get? And the disciples' question, what's in it for us? And our question, what's fair? Jesus goes, the answer is this. It is absolutely nothing that you expect. Start to work with that. It's nothing that you expect. And if we back up for just a second to imagine, why is this coming in place? Because Jesus is doing his very best to help the world see that something has changed in the world, that the kingdom of God has come among them, and they see it in the person of Jesus Christ. And when he is present, when he is there, all of the rules and the way we think things are cease to exist. The kingdom is different. It is built on grace. And the good news is it is accessible. It's not just something that happens when we die. It's not a place that we go. It is the way that all of creation works, and it is coming awake to your soul's connection. It's coming awake to know that the Spirit of God is with you. It's coming awake to see that other people are more than you thought, and you are more amazing than you thought. You are a child of God. It is why we do infant baptism. What did Mr. Ryan? He is cute and adorable and taking a snooze over there like y'all wish you could right now. But on the list of accomplishments, he's not done a lot this lifetime, has he? Is he the richest among you? Is he the most prosperous? Is he the wisest? Is he the most accomplished? Is he the most righteous? Has he proven time and time again through all his good works how much he deserves the kingdom of God? Not a bit. Jesus goes, that's awesome, because that's what the kingdom's like. It's like children that haven't done a daggone thing and they get everything. And we just give it away because that's the truth of the kingdom. That's why it's good news. The challenge is on our side because we don't want to receive it. We want to say, this is fair and unfair. How did they get paid so much when I got paid? Let's just kind of take this story to its conclusion, which they would have understood. This fair day's wage, we called it $100, but a denarius. It not only was the fair pay for a day's work, but it was also about the amount of money that everyone needed to pay their rent, to buy groceries, to survive. The day's wage was what they needed just to make it. And that's why the scripture told Israel, hey, make sure you pay your workers every single day at the end of the day. Because they needed that to make it through to the next day. They needed it to meet their needs. So it isn't how much did I get paid based on what I deserve. God gave exactly what you needed. And those people who were hired at the last hour, they didn't get what they deserved. They got what they needed. And they needed it just as much as the people who started working at the beginning. God's grace is not based on merit. It is based on what you need, and you've been given all and more. Our hang-up comes and kind of on a line, I think, of how willing we are to receive it. I mean, not many of us have had to be beggars in our lives. Not many of us had to stand with our hands out just to get enough to eat that day. We're not very good at it. Jesus goes, you know, the kingdom is about receiving. It's about coming and asking with humble spirit to receive. And most of us would fail miserably at asking anybody for anything because, gosh, we're great. We're independent. Look what we did. Look what we accomplished. We're top of the heap. And that's not the skill set that's necessary to receive the kingdom. The skill set necessary to receive the kingdom is to become humble, to recognize, have our eyes open, to discover, as Jesus gives us in this passage, there's not about fairness, it's about grace. And this is not only who God is, but how truth operates. And when you begin to see that, then you see your connection to others. You don't find yourself worrying, did I get as much as them, but did they get enough? That's our calling to love and to care for others. He said that rich young ruler, or the rich young man, love your neighbor as yourself, meaning when you can see that your soul and their soul is the same and it all lives in the kingdom of God, and that most of this chasing and running after that we follow and are like dogs that attract following a rabbit is absolutely ridiculous and unessential and means nothing in the kingdom, as you can come to see that, you find grace and peace moving through us. We want what we deserve. We don't want what we deserve. Which one of us would say that our righteousness by itself, we're so good that God owes us everything, and God better pay up or else? Which of us says, I have enough money that I don't care what God thinks, but I can pay God enough money to shift the scales my way? None of us think that, do we? We don't think that. So what are we left to do? We're left to come in a line with our hands open, to receive bread like we do at communion, to come in the soup line, to be beggars, but not without hope, but with expectation. Give us this day our daily bread. And you know who gives us our daily bread every day? God does. It is a kingdom of grace. When we're jealous, when we're envious, when we think we want God to play by our rules, God says no. This is the rule of love and grace, and it is here today. All I want you to do is to receive it. Let your eyes be open. As we sing our closing hymn, number 347, the Spirit song, we have no problem standing here saying, oh, may the Spirit come like a dove and fill us and nurture us and make us happy and wise and wonderful. What we forget is, wait a minute, God, this is what we need for everything, and you give it to us fully. Help us celebrate that you do this. Let us stand and sing, 347.
Thank you.
name of Jesus Christ with peace and grace, and we know that because it is the kingdom of God that is among us. So go and receive that peace and live in that kingdom as our eyes are open.